We're going to get right into the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for our apostle. We thank you, Lord, for the first family. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that as Brother Greg had taught on honor, we thank you, Lord, that we honor him, the family, first family. Holy Spirit, we yield to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can be seated. All right, tonight I'm going to be teaching on equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. I want everybody to say that. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize. To evangelize. All right, the world. All right, okay, that sounds good, huh? All right. I want you all to look right here above, and we see right here changing the lives of people with the word of God. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop that D. All right. I'm going to drop that D. I'm going to put a K there. All right. Yeah, I'm going to put a K there. All right. Changing the lives of people with the work of God. Apostle, my guy, he won't mind, but I'm just saying work. Because when you're talking about evangelism, that means that we got to go to work. Yeah. Amen? Amen? All right. But before I get started, I would like to introduce the five members of our evangelism team. Our five members of our evangelism team. Just like in basketball, you got five players that make up a starting lineup. So tonight I'm going to introduce the members of the evangelism team. But first, what I would like you all to do is, just like Brother Greg had taught on honor, we're going to start off. I want everybody to stand up. Stand up. Come on. Stand there. Everybody stand up. Let me see how y'all can applaud, give an applause. Not for the team. I'm talking about for our apostle. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about LSU is the number one team in the country. We the number one church in the country, in the nation. Why? Because I would like to introduce. Y'all ready, huh? Oh boy, y'all ready too, boy. Y'all ready. I'm gonna make sure, y'all ready. I would like to introduce and thank God for our apostle and founder of the Word of Life Christian Center, Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. Like I said, a basketball team consists of five players that make up a starting lineup. I would like to introduce the members of the Word of Life Christian Center evangelism team. Brother Harold Patterson. Brother Ronald Goldrow. Brother Larry Esther. Brother Craig Stevens. And myself, Lawrence Ledoux. Well, y'all did. Well, that was good, huh, boy? Oh, yeah. Y'all could be seated. Last Tuesday, one of the members, I was sitting over there, one of the members came up to me. He said, you all still in essence, involved with evangelism. I was kind of just sitting down there talking to him, but he looked at me like, you don't seem a little excited. Well, you see tonight, huh? Okay. All right. I want you all to write these statements down. Write these statements down. All right. God has chores for his children to do. God has chores. Just like in the natural, our parents gave us chores. Today, a lot of kids don't have a chore. They don't have any chores. Because why? Parents don't put any kind of pressure on them to get them to do anything. But God got chores for us to do. Okay? All right. All right. Let me give you a definition of what a chore is. A chore is a piece of work that been assigned. A piece of work that been assigned. Okay? All right, peculiar, strange, or odd, unusual, particular, special. All right, you think about 1 Peter 2 and 9, see, but that talks about we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar, okay? All right. All right, this some things that will keep you from witnessing. Now, this not all of them, but there's some of them. Okay, there's some. Fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Fear. All right? Ashamed. Paul said in Romans 1 and 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Ashamed. All right? The definition of ashamed. Feeling shame. Embarrassed. Feeling shame, embarrassed. All right? Because this is what you're going to have to fight off when it comes to witnessing. That embarrassment, that shame will try to come on you. Pride. Notice all these words I'm saying, that's from the pit of hell. Pride. Now that don't mean that I'm saying that that's an attribute of a Christian. I'm just saying there, because the enemy is trying to keep us from witnessing, so he got to use these tools. This is his tools. Okay? All right? This is tools. This is tech. All right, now you can highlight this or whatever, or circle this one here. Concern about what someone else thinks. And most of the time, by being concerned about what someone else thinks, most of the time it might be church members. Okay. The Bible says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So this is not condemning, but I'm just saying there, because most of the time when Jesus, when he went out, most of the time the sinners, the people, they received him. Most of the time the Pharisees, the scribes, and as Christians we got to be careful that we don't become Pharisees and scribes. Okay? All right, we got to be careful about that. All right. All right, concern about what someone else thinks. Last Friday, you all know I work on the staff. So I was going to the post office. All right, I'm going to the post office to pick up the mail. So as I was picking up the mail, I had some trays, Mr. Fowler, Ms. Hazel. They know about this. They know about them trays because they come in our volunteers, some of the other ladies. And they know about that. So I was dropping off the trays. So as I was dropping off the trays, I seen a young man about 28 years old. He coming down the street. And as he was coming down the street, I sensed a prompting on the inside. Remember the scripture in Romans, write the scripture in Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Also, too, when you're witnessing God, God is leading you. Okay? He leading you. All right? All right. So as he was walking down the street, I'm looking at him coming, but he was going inside the post office himself. So all of a sudden, I sensed the, you know, just like when you're when you're driving, you see a green light, a caution light, the red light. I sensed like a green light. That's for me to go. That's for me to witness. All right. So he went in the post office. He got his mail. All right. But before he was walking down the street, as he walked down the street, I seen one of our church members. All right. One of our church members. She looked at me. She waved. I waved back at her. So as I waved, okay. So all right. So as I waved at her. Then he came out the post office. Now, remember I said, made a statement, don't be concerned about what other people think, all right? So when he came, I walk up to him, I say, how you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. I said, are you born again? He looked at me, puzzled. Remember Jesus said, ask Nicodemus, write the scripture down too. See, this message is not for you as far as being saved, salvation. But what it is for you to go out there and witness to those that are not saved. Jesus said in John chapter 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, that which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say it unto you, you must be born again. Then he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where they come, but where they go. Such is of the spirit. All right? So at the same time, when it comes to spiritual things, at the same time, you might not know it. You can't see the direction where God might be moving with you. All right? Not with your physical eye, because why? That is right here. The scripture said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, so then we walk by faith and not by sight. So witnessing, really, you're doing it by faith. It's by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not what? Not seen. Okay? All right? So as he was coming, so as he came out, and I'm talking to him, so he said, he looked kind of puzzled. So that let me know. I said, I knew him. I said, you're not born again. So the first thing I told him, write the scripture also down too. John 3:16. I said, you know God love you. I said, the Bible say, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish. So I told him, I said, God love. So when I said, told him about God loving him, it was just like you putting butter on a hot stove. He began to seem like he began to melt. For to tell him that God loved him. See, what it is, a lot of people, the Bible say, greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. So most of the time, what people really want to hear is to let them know that somebody loved them. Love. All right? So when I told him, I said, Jesus died on the cross because he loved you. So when you die, I said, where you want to go? He said, I want to go to heaven. I said, okay, you want to go to heaven? I said, okay. I said, let me pray with you, you know. I said, let me pray with you the sinner's prayer so you can get born again, except for Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. So I prayed the sinner's prayer with him. Now, the main thing what I'm saying is, now I'm on outside the post office praying with him to be born again. But at the same time, I done seen one of our members look whatever I'm just saying. But I'm saying is, at the same time, I didn't let that concern me. Because I'm saying is, what it is, a lot of times what we could do is, we can allow people to block us from what God is doing at that particular time. Okay? All right, okay. All right. Let me make this statement. All right. I remember before we started the evangelism training session, I talked to Apostle, he talked to me about a couple of minutes. Write the statement here down. It's going to bless you all. This is what Apostle said. Apostle said evangelism is like the backside of the desert. But most people want to start at the front side first. Evangelism is like the backside of the desert. Just like Moses was on the back, Exodus 3 and 1. Moses was on the backside of the desert leading his father-in-law's sheep, the flock. I think about the prison ministry. Brother Greg, overseer of the prison ministry. I've been a part of the prison ministry for about 25 years along with Brother Greg. Brother Greg really took me under his wing. That's why the fire, when it comes to evangelism, really never went out on me. Because a lot of you all got calls in your life, and guess what? That's how you keep that fire burning. Because why? If you don't keep it burning, it's going to go out. Because guess what? The fire of what God, write the scripture also down too. Look at, let's look at it. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm about ready to go to work. And guess what? Guess what? By saying you're getting ready to go to work, guess what? Your major and your main fishing pond is right there at work. Right there at work. In your subdivision. Look, on your job, you can catch buku fish. I'm serious. When I was working in the school system, God was promoting me from going from school to school. You know why? Because he knew I was going to witness. Don't think just because I'm at Word of Life Christian Center or standing up here, I just started witnessing. Everywhere I went, every school I went to, I witnessed. The last school I went to, guess what they gave me when I got ready to leave to come, when I was there? They gave me a Bible. They gave me a Bible. Because why? And watch this here too. The main way you won't show yourself that you're not ashamed is really on your job. Because you know why? People, they know you real good because why? You're around them all the time. That same thing when they come to your relative. If anybody know you, is your brother, your sister? Oh, let me go right there. All right, I see where you want me to go. Hold it, go. You know, Apostle, we have the school of ministry. All right, school of ministry. The first night of the school of ministry, that was some of y'all you gonna remember that. That was the opening. That was the first night the Saints had their game. Now, don't y'all think I'm gonna be talking about no sports. I ain't talking about no sport. So I ain't talking about no sport. Okay. I'm gonna talk about it right now. All right, dog, I'm gonna talk about it right now. I'm gonna say it right now. Really? I haven't really been wearing no cowboy stuff or whatever around here. Because the reason why I come here to pray on Thursday, I ain't come here, you all too. Because some of y'all probably can't even pray good because you're sitting up there watching that star. So I don't even weigh it. Because Ephesians 5 talks about jesting, so I ain't come around there. I ain't come to prayer to be playing around with you. So I don't even weigh it. Okay, so I mentioned about that, because, you know, it's two things that you can give me to talk about a whole lot. That's the Bible and sports. Other than that, I don't talk much. You already know that. So I ain't came up here talking about no Saints and all that, no, no Cowboys. So don't even, I ain't going that way. But the reason why I mention that, because I was in class in school the first night of school, Apostle was teaching. As he was teaching, my phone rang, but I had it on vibrate. So I looked at my phone. It was one of my brothers calling me. So I looked at my phone. So and the one that was calling me, it's seven boys. But me and him was just like this. And you know, some of your brothers, Jesus had disciples he was real close to. So you know, some of your brothers, you real, real close, or sister, real, real close. And I don't mean you don't love the rest of them, but me and him was just like this here. Just like that. Just like that. So I looked at my phone, that was him calling. All right. So soon after the class, I got in the car, I called him. All right, that let you know I ain't had no football on my mind, because I figured if I called him when I got home, because I stayed right down the street, I might miss the game, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at that, this could be God calling, having me call, because it's been a while since he called me. So I called him, so we got to talking. We must have talked around about 3 hours. 3 hours. So I ain't mentioned to him nothing. And see, another thing, too, when it comes to your relative, when you see them, you don't have to mention them about the Bible to them. They already know. Because really, it's best to talk about something else, because you're making them feel more comfortable around you. Because really, you're running them away. That's almost like you saying, oh, I'm going fishing. But if you get right close to the bank and a big old fish right there, and you're just taking your line and hitting the water, beating the water like that, the doggone fish is going to run away because you're running. What you doing? So sometimes your relative or somebody about ready to hit the line, but you're running them away because you come on. You know what I'm saying. So, you know, made me miss what I want to say. I'm going to get it. You know, I know I was talking about my brother. All right, but what I'm going to do is the Holy Ghost is going to help me. He's going to hook it in with me. So as I was talking to him, talking to him about 3 hours, so I ain't mentioned nothing about, you know. So that was that Monday, because we have a pastor teach on Monday. So on Thursday, we had our evangelism training. So Brother Ronald was teaching that training session at night. So all of a sudden, Brother Ronald, and the Holy Ghost led Brother Ronald, and Brother Ronald started talking about how one of his brothers, when he got born again, how his brother took him under his wing. That's what Brother Ronald was talking about. And then he mentioned another thing about one another relative. So that was that Thursday. So Friday, I was out there on the foyer. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost told me, he said, your brother Walter is ready. He said, he's ready. He called in and said, your brother Walter is ready. So watching, why, remember I say fear. Now all of a sudden, one thing about it, your relative, you front and go call them and they ain't the Lord. You gonna know that wasn't the Lord. You gonna know that wasn't the Lord, because they gonna let you know that wasn't the Lord. What you want? What you talking about? I don't wanna hear that. So as I was on my way to the post office, I called him. So I say, well, I start talking to him. So he started talking. So what I did was I just a boldness came on, because I didn't want him to talk. I knew it was the Lord. I said, Walter, I said, look, I said, you ready to accept Christ as your Lord? And say, you ready to get born again? He said, I said, let me pray with you, man. He said, yeah, go ahead, Lord. So I went and go pray that, and he accept Christ. So once he got through saying the sinner's prayer, guess what he said? He said, Lord, I ain't never felt this good before. I talked to him one day last week, and he told me, and we come from a Catholic background, and he told me, I praise the Lord. So I know something happened to him. And then he called me today. Oh yeah, he called me. He coming here. Oh yeah, he come. See, the reason why the Lord is leading me in this direction, because guess what? We're going to start seeing, as evangelism, we're going to start seeing our loved one come in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our children. Yeah. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. I want you all to look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. See, when it comes to evangelism is about, hold on, before you turn that, let me make a couple of statements before you turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Make a couple of statements. All right? All right, the purpose of evangelism is to help fulfill the vision of the Word of Life Christian Center by evangelizing. All right? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. All right? Now, the definition of witness is one who has personal knowledge of something. One who has personal knowledge of something. All right? Goal. All right? Now, I want you all to circle this here. All right? Goal. Getting the membership involved in evangelism. Getting the membership involved in evangelism. Okay? All right? Creating an avenue, an environment to bring lost souls to Christ. Luke 19 and 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. All right? Now watch this here. Watch this. You can highlight this one here. Circle or what? Inviting them to a place of worship. Inviting them to a place of worship and train them to become covenant winners. All right? All right? And as we are, as far as the, inviting them for a covenant winner, under an apostolic government and leadership. Brother Greg taught an awesome message about government, remember? Isaiah, about the government on his shoulder. Okay? All right. All right. This is another statement the apostle had made to me about evangelism by the backside of the desert. All right? The anointing of evangelism has to be caught. The anointing of evangelism has to be caught. That meaning that you have to be around someone when it comes to that anointing on someone when it comes to evangelism. It has to be caught. See, that's the same thing when it comes. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God, dog, I'm going, I got to go that way. That's the reason why when they have these meetings, the prosperity revival, camp meeting, all right? That's the reason why when it comes to us as membership, we need to be here. See, because the anointing got to be caught. See, you got to be around it. You got to caught. See? And watch at the same time. Now think about when it came to Jesus. When it came to Jesus, when he went to the cross, the first thing one Peter said about, how much he gonna be with him no matter what. And Jesus told him, when the cock crow, you're going to deny me three times. All right? And at the same time, when it came to the moment that really, when Jesus really needed the disciples to be around, they wasn't there. All right? The same thing when it comes to camp meeting, when it comes to these meetings, when we need to be here, you know, see what I'm talking about? We need to be here. I'm not saying none of y'all are not that, but I'm just saying, okay? But think about this here. Mary Magdalene the one that Jesus has cast those demons out. Now, here Jesus sent word by her to go tell Peter that he had rose from the dead. Now, look who he sent the word by. Because why? She was around. The rest of them was hiding. The same way when an apostle is teaching these prosperity revival, help meeting, some of us hiding. And what we're doing is we're using our job, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do that. But at the same time, you hide. But and watch this here. Now, all of a sudden, as Jesus is raised from the dead, now he really don't need them too much now. All of a sudden, now they won't come around now. Where you was in a crucial time when they was whipping him and beating him and all this stuff, where you was then? He's just tying in with Brother Greg. That's all it's doing. That's honor. Respect. Yeah. I thought I just might have to put that in there too. All right? Amen. What made me put in there, because Apostle had me, when I was talking to him, he said about the anointing of evangelism has to be caught. And when it comes to our apostle, whatever, in order to get anything, you're going to have to be around him. Okay. All right. Look at Mark chapter 16. Look at Mark chapter 16. All right, let me make this statement here. I know I mentioned about 2 Peter, okay, but go to Mark 16 first. If you are not called to be an evangelist, can you evangelize? You all online, this message talking to you too, because this message, this scripture here going to contain you too, wherever you are, okay? I'm going to make this statement again. If you are not called to be an evangelist, can you evangelize? All right, Mark chapter 16. All right, look at verse 15. And he said unto them, what the first word? What the first word? What did he say? All right, he said what? You know, I'm going to mention the statement, LSU is the number one team, football team, college team in the nation. And every time they do an interview with the coach, the first thing he say, go Tigers. Yeah. Go Tigers. Yeah. Well, God is telling us, go Word of Life. Yeah. Why I could say he say, go Word of Life? Because why? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed. As I'm going, I'm not ashamed. See, when it comes to the world, and when it comes to, the world, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to marketing, look like they do a better job when it comes, you get what I'm talking about. See that purple and gold? The color really is LSU. But look what it said, God can't fail. Yeah. Some of y'all got kind of quiet. Just because if you don't have a God can't fail bracelet on, I'm not trying to condemn you about that. When I say that, I'm not talking about that. Then I got another one. Oh, yeah. That blue and that, some of y'all already know what that is, huh? That's the Cowboys, huh? Oh, well, okay. Notice it don't have a star, but look what it got. God can't fail. Notice this one here don't have a tiger, but what it have? God can't fail. I was talking to Mr. Fowler one day, and Mr. Fowler said, he was saying, he issues his guard can't fail bracers out. That's what we need to be doing. Okay. Mark chapter 16, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that what? He that what? Okay, there you are. So that means, just because you might not be an evangelist, he that believe it. He that believe it. Say, believe it. Believe. How many believers in here? Hold on, man. Okay. He that believe it. All right. He that believe it and is baptized shall be what?
Saved.
Shall be what?
Saved.
Whenever you go out, wherever you go, keep these on you. Save these tracks. All right? All is lined up in the scripture. Look what he said. He that believeth shall be baptized, shall be saved. And then he said, he that believe not shall be what?
Damn.
It shall be what?
Damn.
Shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And it is again, believer. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall do what? They shall do what? They shall speak with new tongues. There go another pamphlet right here. That you should keep on you also too. There it is, right here. All right, okay. They shall speak with new tongues. And if they take up They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall what do what? They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall what? Recover. That go another one, yeah? James 5 says, if any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. So guess what? At the same, also too, here go one another card right here. There it is. What did it say? Boy, y'all getting quiet. You know this card say, be my guest. Some of y'all looking at me like a cow at a new gate. This little card, you don't even have to read it. It's little. I can't hardly read. That is kind of little. You already know it, what it is if you got it. All right, okay. Now, the only one I'm not going to, I got one of them up here. I'm not gonna mention by because this one here, Brother Ronald know about this one here. He know about this one here. All right. This one here, that's for the evangelism team. Right now, that's for us. So we keep this with them. All right. Now also too, let me talk about these subdivisions around here. Some of you all, y'all in some of these subdivisions. All right. Darrow, you remember I mentioned about witnessing that young man got saved? Darrow. Ascension Trace. River Ridge, that's where I am. I see one, I see a member back there. I see some of my members right there. Not my member, but apostle member in River Ridge. Pelican Point. Pelican Crossing. And no, this is what I wanted. These two right here. These two new subdivisions, Oak Lake and Conway. The evangelism team, we're in the process right now, these two new subdivisions, Oak Lake and Conway. Two of them, they're assigned to each one of them. Now, that don't mean these local ones right here. And also, this message is not just talking about these subdivisions. Your subdivision, too. See what it is. We believe, we pray and ask God for, Lord, I want a bigger house. I want a car. Nothing wrong with all that. But when we get in these subdivisions, God put us there for a reason. God got you on that job for a reason. You always talking about, yeah, the 75th Psalm saying, for promotion coming neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the, but God is a jewel. He put it down. You want somebody to lose their job just so you can get promoted. But when you get that promotion, what you going to do with it? Is you going to share Jesus with that promotion? That's why he put you, that's why he gave you that promotion. Because why? He wants you to share the word of God with somebody on that level, that new job where he going to send you. Also, write this down. Evangelist is not all about you. Evangelist is not all about you. Thank God for the prison ministry. Prison ministry. See, that's evangelism too. They got the ladies in prison ministry, the prison ministry. They got a young man he was incarcerated. He out. Guess what? He a member of the church now. He a member of the church, got a business. Yeah, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, he said about a person being hungry by feeding them. He was thirsty, did you give him something to drink? He was in prison, did you go see him? If he's sick, come on here, you know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And really, oh Lord, if some of you all don't allow that fear, because God didn't give it to you when it comes to, if it is prison ministry or whatever, because I'm a part of it too. Brother John Anderson, Tommy Washington, they keep, that young man, has, them guys, Brother Greg, them guys be on that, they contact. A couple of months ago, they had two of them here, two of them at service that was incarcerated. See, really, in order for you all to know this, we have to bring it before y'all, because y'all just thinking that, oh yeah, right, I don't want to be in no prison ministry because guess what will happen? They're going to wind up going back to jail anyway. So you don't know what's going on. Because why? The reason why we going to the prison here is to change the lives of people with the word of God. So what's happening? Their lives is getting changed. It don't take but one of those guys to turn this whole world around. Because why? Because why? We got access to cell phone. They don't have no access to no cell phone. They could really study their Bible more better there, because that's what's wrong with us. We on that cell phone so much. I was teaching the new members class, and they had two of them, two young ladies in there. And I'm not trying to be what you call. And then I just mentioned about the Holy Bible, and then both of them had a cell phone in their hand. In the Bible. I'm not trying to be, I thank God for our apostle. Amen. Because guess what? When you walk in your subdivision, going, guess what? Your neighbors are seeing, and here you got a tile, but guess what? Here you got an iPad. Come on. Look like you're a businessman or a businesswoman with that iPad. They need to see you going to church. When I minister to the man, I could get them and say, stand up and say, hold your Bible up, because they got Bibles. They ain't got no cell phone. They can't have no cell phone in there. But if I ain't gonna tell y'all to stand up and tell you this is my Bible, because some of y'all ain't got no Bible. You gonna say this is my cell phone? Some of y'all might say, somebody might say, boy, when the pastor comes, the pastor gonna get on the do for be talking to him like that. I remember when we was coming up as a kid, like I say, 16 of them. My mama used to leave the oldest one of them. Yeah, 16, 16 of them. 16 of them. Oh yeah. That's buku there, huh? So my mama used to leave one, or daddy, my mama used to leave one of them in charge, and then one of them might say, oh yeah, one of them try to get a little smart. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm going to tell mama on you. But one of them, some of them, you can tell all you want. So guess what? No, I'm going to tell you. You go tell apostle. Guess what? And guess what? Apostle might whip you and say, okay, come on here. You know what I mean? You remember a long time ago, you go tell tell your mama somebody whip you, they'll whip you. So apostle going to whip you too. All right. All right. Look at all. Another thing. Let me do it. Hold up for that. I'm looking at Brother Matt. I like talking to Brother Matt. Boy Matt, it's just I like talking to him. Look, during the prosperity revival, Matt was talking, and they had a young man, well, he's a little older than me, but he was sitting over there. And years ago when Mac was at the old church, Mac had brought him to church. Dude was on the corner. Mac invited him, brought him to church. And guess what? How I knew it, he told me. I said, man, how you know about the church? No, he said, man, I was on the corner. And Mac invited me to church. So guess what? How many people you know might be on the corner somewhere or somewhere? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know that zeal that we want. You know. And another thing, what I'm noticing now, I'm noticing, we need to invite the people more like we was doing before. Come on, y'all. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Apostles should. When you're working on your job, you don't need a supervisor standing over you. He don't need to keep telling you over and over to do something. You already know what to do. Apostle don't have to keep telling us what to do. We already know what to do. See, one thing about it, God ain't no bird dog. God ain't gonna just keep making you and just keep, God, that ain't God. No, that ain't God. See, because the reason why this is our church. You ought to say, this is my church. This is our church. So if it's our church, he is our apostle. He is our man of God. If you have not been faithful in that which is another man, I don't even want to talk about who should give you that which is own. That's all some people think about is their own. Boy, I like y'all tonight. I like y'all, boy. Boy, y'all, oh, yeah, y'all. Ooh, I'm serious. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to 2 Peter. See, like I said, what you're going to see, do you remember the scripture say, stir up the gift that is on the inside? See, I thank God for with the evangelism team. I got stirred up. Me and Brother Ron, Brother Larry, and Brother Harold, and Craig. Another thing too, Brother Craig Stevens. Yeah, Craig, yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me not miss that off. Yeah, Brother Craig Stevens and his family is in the magazine. Yeah. Sow and Grow Rich. Him and his family in the magazine. Yeah, the powerful testimony. Yeah, Brother Craig Stevens. All right, where I told y'all to turn? Second Peter. Second Peter. The other day, I think that was yesterday. See, what's going to happen with this evangelism, I'm telling you, watch what's going to happen. God's going to start, your relative, they're going to start calling you. They're going to start, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, yesterday, the Holy Ghost prompted me to call my wife's brother. Yeah. And soon I called him, his life turned around. He done got turned his life around. Yeah. He done got baptized. In a big lake. He got baptized. His daughter got baptized along with him. And the first thing, guess what he told him? He said, "Praise the Lord, Lord." He said, "I've been clean for over a year now." Yeah. And what I did was I told him, in church too, in California. I told him that his sister, which is my wife Linda, I told him that Linda going to give him apostle on the internet. You know, so give him some information so he can keep up with apostle on the internet. Oh yeah. I'm telling you. They ain't gonna be happening to you all too. Oh yeah. See, another thing too, remember I said we are peculiar people? It goes sometimes when people seem like you're odd. How many of you all remember watching Herman the Monster? How many of y'all remember Herman the Monster? So when I said about Herman the Monster, the first thing you thought about was Herman. But I ain't gonna mention him. I ain't mentioning nothing about Herman. See, I'm gonna mention about, how about Marilyn? Marilyn, who is Marilyn? I'm gonna pull some out of that show, Herman the Monster. See, when you think about Herman, Lily, Grandpa, Eddie, and Marilyn. But I'm gonna put a lot of emphasis on Marilyn. All right. See, the four besides Marilyn, they was monsters. It was, you know, they looked different. But Marilyn was just like you and I. A person, yeah. So when Marilyn when she'll go to school, she'll meet up on a young man, because Marilyn, you know, now she was attractive, you know. So come on, y'all. So they'll ask her for what street she stayed on. And soon when Marilyn tell them what street she stay on, Marilyn said, "I stay on 1313 Mockingbird Lane." Something ought to go on right there. 1313 Mockingbird Lane. I got to hurry up, though. So them guys, boy, they still all right by Marilyn. Say, "I'm 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Got nothing to do with that." So all of a sudden, as they get coming to the house, all the other streets, the sun's shining. But as she's coming closer to 1313 Mockingbird Lane, it's raining, wind blowing. I'm okay. So when they get out of their car, they start shaking. Remember I told you about that fear? They're getting kind of scared now. Where we going here? So when they get to the door, when they knock on the door, when they hit the door, it ain't no regular ring, a doorbell. You could almost hear that knock from here to that corner down there. Woo, woo. So when what you call it come to the door, I'm going somewhere with you. So when what you call it come to the door, all of a sudden, the people look, the guy look and just take off and run. But my point is, Herman really thinking something wrong with that girl. Thinking that because she can't keep a boy because every time they running them off, but he don't realize he was running them off. So what I'm saying is, by being a Christian, a lot of times people will make it seem like something wrong with you. try to make you feel uncomfortable, try to make you seem like, you don't fit in. Oh, I've got more, 6 more minutes. They had another episode when Herman, watch this, oh, Lord have mercy. Let me hear you. Herman walking down, his lunch bucket about that big. He coming down the street, all of a sudden lightning struck him. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So really, Herman done had a transformation. Herman done changed from a monster to a regular man. So I guess Herman probably feel all excited. Man, I'm a regular man now. But now when Herman come home, Grandpa, Lily, now they don't want to have nothing to do with him. The same thing when you got born again and had that transformation. Your relative, whoever you knew real good, they don't want to have nothing to do with you now. Because you done changed. Because guess what? At the same time, now Herman don't want to go in the dungeon. He don't want to have nothing to do with no bats. Because I done got born again, I don't want to have nothing to do with no drugs. I don't want to have nothing to do with no fornication. I don't want to have nothing to do with committing adultery. I don't want to have nothing to do with, come on here. Now just because I don't want to have nothing to do, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Now it seems like I'm on. Now, all of a sudden now, it seems like you don't want to be bothered with me. Herman getting ready to go to work, wanted to kiss Lily. Lily turned her head. Don't want to have nothing to do with it. If ye was of the world will love his own. But if ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Yes. All right. Come on, preach. So all of a sudden now, Herman don't fit in with Grandpa. I forgot one of the characters. Instead of they have a pet dog, they got a pet dragon called Spot. He not in the cage. He come from up under the ground, up under the what you call it. Boy, some of y'all probably say, "Boy, he messing up right now." You know what I'm just saying this: how the world gonna make you feel like you ain't fitting in? Ain't nothing wrong with you. And I'm not, and guess what? I'm not calling nobody no monster. I'm not calling nobody that. Because Jesus said in John 8:44, ye are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. You was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth. When you speak it a lie, you speak it of your own, because he's a liar and a father of it. So what I'm saying is, if you ain't in the kingdom of God, you is a child of the devil. Because, you know, sometimes people get, you know, people so sensitive today. Hear that to somebody, you all bad. No, I'm not calling nobody no monster. I'm not making no fun of nobody. I'm just saying how people will make you feel uncomfortable now because you're born again, and they're going to make it seem like you don't fit in. And as I get ready to close, at the same time, as I said, now here Herman, he won't compromise with Grandpa, because why? He gone through persecution. So at the same time, now he going back down in the dungeon to try to make up some pills or whatever to change himself back to get to this, to look like he did before. Because why? He compromised. He can't stand the persecution. And the same thing with the enemy will do here, he'll try to use the persecution to get you to go back in the world. Because why? It seems like I don't fit in. You don't supposed to fit in. Why? You're a peculiar person. You're a royal priesthood. You're a chosen nation. Come on here. Because why? You've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of his dear son. Why? Because I've been bought with a price. Therefore, shall I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are, come on here. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. A lot of you all, including myself, you got grandchildren, you got children. What it is, they're compromising. But hold fast to the confession of your faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. After you done all, you just keep standing. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not travail. Whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Everybody stand on your feet. Come, I'm closing. Like I said, the Bible talks about the work we going on. You remember they had toiled all night and they ain't caught nothing. Jesus said, "Launch your net out into the deep." Yeah. What we gonna do is we finna throw our line out there. Yeah. We gonna throw our line out there. I remember coming as a kid. Sometimes some of y'all probably remember that. They used to have line they call set line. You put meat on, and they might not, that fish might not get on it. But guess what? Oh Lord have mercy. Guess what? At the same time, a lot of us, we got set lines out there. It's a set time. Guess what? They're gonna come in. A set time they're gonna hit that line. Oh yeah, they're gonna hit that line. But how they gonna hit the line unless you throw it in the water? How you gonna catch it unless you? Oh yeah, that's what we finna do. We finna throw some lines out here in this water. I'm finished because we finna do this. Oh yeah. You hear that, twin? We finna do it. It's on. Y'all ready to throw that line out? Come on, y'all. Oh, come on. You ready? Come on, throw it out there. Boop, boop. Now what you done did here, somebody get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, healed, invite them to church. Guess what? All of them on that, they're gonna hit that line. They're gonna hit it. Every head bow, all eyes closed. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for our apostle, Lord. Father, I don't take it lightly, Lord. Thank you, Father, for our mighty man of God. Father, we just thank you, Lord. As 3 John, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that he is teaching the body of Christ on prosperity, wealth. He's teaching us about health. And Father, I'm standing up here tonight, Father, teaching on evangelism. We thank you, Father. If anybody in here, you're not born again, you